Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to begin this morning by welcoming each of you to Houghton Academy Buffalo Public Schools 69 as we begin this new chapter in the district on the first day of the 2025-2026 instructional year. My name is Kevin Garcia, and I have the distinct privilege of serving our students, families, staff members, and members of the school community as the principal at Houghton Academy. This morning, I'm honored to introduce our esteemed guests for today's conference, and I'd like to start with Park Board Member Honorable Terry Shuda. We also are joined by the Honorable Jen McCosey, the Honorable Adriana Zulich, and the Honorable Sharon Belton Cotman. In addition to, we're also joined by Associate of School Leadership Karen Murray, Junior High School, mathematics teacher and New York State Regent, the Honorable Keith Wiley, and of course, the Buffalo Public Schools Superintendent, Dr. Pascal Mubenga. I'm very big on quotes, and I use quotes to provide permanent perspective. There's a quote that I'm very fond of, and it says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And everything that we do inside the school community at Houghton Academy is really driven on going together. I can sincerely say that I've been blessed to lead such a culturally diverse institution of learning with a rich history of leadership, previously serving with Mrs. Elaine Vandy and Ms. Rose Schneider, both of whom worked to lay the foundational framework for almost a quarter of a century for where we are today. The passion of our teachers and our students' commitment to learning at a high level makes Houghton Academy a special place for teaching and learning. Understanding Dr. Mubenga's core principles guided the creation of our instructional plan, which is grounded in the unwavering belief that all students have untapped potential and that they can achieve at high levels given the ideal conditions. This plan is referred to inside of our school community as the pathway to proficiency, where we focus on meeting all students at their present level of academic performance, building in the instructional supports that they need to reach their next level of academic achievement. We also have created individual achievement plans that are grounded in the reflection of quantitative data and that are specifically designed to meet the unique needs of all children. After a year in which our students significantly increase their performance on the New York State assessment, we are extremely excited to begin this next chapter under Dr. Mubenga's guidance and leadership. I would now like to introduce middle school math teacher, my dear friend, and the New York State Regent, the Honorable Keith Wiley.
Good morning, everyone. Doc, welcome. Welcome to Houghton Academy. My classmate, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome all of you. What we're missing is the children. This building is empty without the children. But they'll be here in a couple hours. Hopefully all of you will come back and see us in action. This is where it happens. Like Mr. Garcia said, we've been together a long time. I just got elected to New York State Region in April, but I've been here in Houghton Academy for 25 years, and I love it here. The culture we've developed is similar to the portrait of a graduate that the Regents voted on in July. We're all about academic preparation. We're all about critical thinking. We're all about creative thinking. If you come to our school, you'll see the global citizens in action. Now we got to develop communication and responsive. These children need to know where they are and where they want to go, okay? So that's a reflection that should take place every day. So I think we're doing that there. So when they graduate and go to high school, they'll be ready for the portrait of a graduate. So I'm excited for this day. I'm excited for the new year. And I thank you for being our leader here. And who am I supposed to be? Who's next?
Doc.
John
Marcosi.
Oh, John Marcosi.
Good morning, everyone. This is an exciting day. I'm Jen McCosey. I'm the West District Representative. It's exciting for everyone, personally for me, with a son going into his sophomore year, three grandkids, and my daughter is a teacher in her second year. So this is just an exciting day all around. I'd like to begin this morning by welcoming, this is the other one. So I don't have the prompt, but this is easy stuff. We went through a process of many, many candidates for the superintendent when we did our search as a board. And we were unified in coming together to make sure that we got the best that's out there. Someone who has turned schools around in other areas, very similar districts. Someone who has dealt with the diversity and is looking forward to the diversity of this district. Data-driven, and from what I can see, there's no messing around with Dr. Pascal Mubenga. I am very delighted as a board member, along with my fellow colleagues, to welcome him on his first day as superintendent of this great district, the Buffalo Public School District, where all of us have ties, where all of us, we have principals, we have parents, we have President Emeritus, we have so many folks that are standing here, and the nine of us on the Buffalo Board of Education, we're all unified in bringing this wonderful man to our district. So if everybody would please help me welcome Dr. Pascal Mubenga.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, board member. Thank you, board members.
Thank you.
All the leaders here, I'm really excited to be here on the first day of school with students. This is a great day for us. I cannot wait to go to, I have about five schools scheduled today to be able to visit, and I have a few more tomorrow as well. It's a great day. I would like for us really to start really positive. Let's forget about the past or the challenges that we had in the past. It's normal, any school system you go. There are going to be some positive things that's happening and also some challenges as well. But I'm really hopeful that we have great schools here, we have great students, and we have a great community that's going to support us to be able to move our schools forward. We have Criterion schools that are really doing well. We also have non-Criterion schools that may have some challenges as well. But I would like for my board, all our teachers, and all our leaders in different schools to believe in every student that we have in our buildings, that by the end of the year, we're all going to come and be able to celebrate for all the learning that is possible for all our students. We're excited, media. I'm going to take your questions, and I'm going to be in different schools. If you want to come and capture some of our students there, I cannot wait to see all these students pulling up on the cars and buses, and be able to greet them and go to the classroom, see all the excitement that's going to happen. Thank you, and I'm ready to take any questions that you might have.
So this is one of the five stops that you have. What's your overlying message for students as they come back to school on your first day superintendent?
I'll tell our students this. We have qualified teachers that really care about them. We want them to come to school every day. So attendance is going to be one of my key factors really to push to our parents. Bring your babies. They cannot learn if they don't come. Regardless of the circumstances that they may face, bring them. They're going to come, and I'm going to make sure we're going to work with our leaders so that they can experience joy and learning. We're not going to waste their time. I think the Board of Education took really great steps by appointing independent investigation. So they're doing their work, and we're waiting for the funding, and we're going to act accordingly.
And have you learned anything since you took over about the investigation?
Not yet. I don't want to get involved in that. I'm waiting for the time. When they finish, they'll bring it to us.
Dr. Mubenga, we know that security and safety is really important for you, especially here in the schools. We know you met with Buffalo Police. a little bit ago. Can you tell us about any updates you might have on school resource officers, whether schools are going to be fully staffed at University of School as we head into the new year?
Thank you. Keep in mind, we have roughly probably about 120 security officers in our schools. So that's another layer beside the SROs. SRO, don't quote me on this, maybe around 10. I met with a chief as well as a lieutenant. So we are working to make sure that we have all the things in place so that we can collaboratively work together so that our staff and our students and our visitors, they will feel safe coming on our campuses.
Have you heard any, you know, you're probably getting lots of advice, right? Have you gotten any advice from any students?
Not yet. That's why I'm excited today. Today is going to be the first time I'm going to see those little babies, kindergarten all the way to 12. So I'm really excited. So in the next few hours here, I'll be meeting them.
One of the things that you made a goal of yours when you first started, Dr. Cabango, was getting the chance to meet the teachers as they wanted to be able to meet you. What have you gotten the chance to learn about some of the teachers and the other staff of the school and what they're hoping to get out of this upcoming school year?
It's been almost about 3 weeks since I have been here. I met with all my cabinet members one-on-one, and I met with the leader of our teachers, the leader of our principals, and we had our leadership retreat where I was able to meet a lot of our principals, assistant principals. I have not yet met with our teachers, and that's a plan as well. So I'll say this about my leadership style. I don't believe in Iraqi stuff, so I'm going to flatten the organization a little bit. So teachers, when they see me in the buildings, they can talk to me. So I'm excited. Hey, keep in mind, teachers are the number one factor when it comes to moving student achievement. I have an amazing one here was telling me, bragging about the work that's been able to do, and I cannot wait to meet those teachers.
Can you say something to the parents and the caretakers?
Okay. A board member here reminding me about one important component, our parents. This is my message to our parents. Our parents gotta believe in us. And they gotta believe in my charge to my principals and our teachers as well. I really wanna make sure that every 6 hours or 7 hours when our babies are on our campuses, we're gonna maximize the opportunity to make sure that they're getting the learning that they deserve. But what I'm asking our parents, attendance has been an issue for us based on the data that I was able to analyze. Our babies need to come to school. They cannot learn. They're going to be behind compared to their peers if they don't come to school. Parents, I'm begging you, regardless of the circumstances, I have been one of them that I struggled in the past, working two jobs, and at the same time going to school as well as a parent. So I understand that, but I'm asking our parents, regardless, you have to take two jobs to feed your student, I mean your kids, find your ways to let those babies come to school. That's the future. That's what I'm playing with our parents. Let the kids come. If they're here, we're gonna do our best. Any other questions?
No, you said working two jobs, feed them at home. Now they don't have to worry about anything when it comes to getting fed at school.
Thank you to this wonderful state of New York where students can be fed for free. And why not bring those kids here? They're going to get fed. And not only are they going to get fed, they're going to get educated as well.
And obviously another state policy going in this year is the Bell cell phone bans. I mean, I know you've talked about it before as you've led up to this moment, but what's your final message regarding the cell phone bans?
So parents got to help us. In that particular endeavor, parents gotta help us. They know some parents, they don't want their kids to take the cell phone at school, depending on the family. But the ones that have to bring their cell phones, parents gotta have a good talk with them. I remember my years when my kids are grown, I have three that are grown. At the beginning of the school year, like the eve of the first day of school, we sit down, we talk about those expectations. I hope our parents are going to be able to do the same thing. Tell the kids what they can do, what they cannot do. And our job is going to be easier, just to focus on loving them and educating them.
Have you heard from other leaders around Western New York, school leaders that have already started and kind of seen how it's gone for the last 3-4 days?
Few leaders have reached out to me, just welcome me, but we have not had those conversations. I think probably in my first meeting, I'm going to the bosses meeting, and I would hear some feedback from my colleagues. And again, when you go to those meetings, it's pretty much like a professional learning community. We'll learn from one another and we'll provide feedback on each other. So I'm really excited and looking forward to those opportunities as well. All right, I may take one or two more questions because we are really excited. We want to go see those babies.